I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Crowds gathered outside City Hall at Nathan Phillips Square to protest the recent $50 million police funding increase. Speakers at the protest say the police funding should go towards more social services around the city, including affordable housing, helping the unhoused, and providing more accessible and reliable public transit. Further, family and friends of individuals who died during police interventions were present to offer remarks and support the advocates and speakers. The central message of the protest was to defund the police by at least 50% and to allocate the funding to marginalized communities and groups.
In the summer of 2020, we gathered in this very place with thousands of residents and made a demand that Toronto City Council immediately defund the police by 50% and redistribute their resources to communities in need. 2.5 years later, our demand has not changed. And why would it? The conditions have not changed, the violence has not stopped, and the need for a new approach to safety and well-being is as urgent as ever. What do police do that cannot be done better by someone else? Policing does not address the lack of housing or the cost of transit. Cops do not create childcare spaces or give young people an education. Cops do not keep us safe. What cops do and will continue to do is make every social and economic problem worse for those most at risk and most marginalized.
Our students in our own communities being brutalized by the police, being harassed by the police, being handcuffed by the police, all for what? For having a mental health crisis.
Shame!
In August 2021, we had Mr. Hassani Ogilvie, a U of T student trying to get to school, who was stopped by the cops, harassed, brutalized, beaten on the ground, tased over and over again with a knee on his neck. This is 2021, 1 year after George Floyd was also executed by the hands of the police in the same manner. This happened to a student. This happened to a U of T student. This is Toronto.
Some voices in the protest called for a complete abolition of the police, their branches within neighborhoods, and campus police and security. The police funding increase was approved by Toronto Police Services Board last week despite several deputations opposing it. This puts Toronto's police budget to $1.6 billion per year. During the ongoing budget committee meetings, protesters entered to ask city councillors to speak to the families of those whose loved ones died when police were called, including Tarish Bobby Ramroop, who died during a mental health crisis in October.
Families of those killed by the Toronto Police Services are outside right now giving speeches. They are talking about how their families have been harmed by the Toronto Police as this committee considers increasing the police budget. What can the police do that other people cannot do other than unlimited violence? Black people in Toronto represent 10%, yet 40% of use of violence. They represent 20 times more killed by the Toronto police than any other group in this city. And yet this city decides to increase the police budget.
I dare you to go tell the families outside you're going to add $50 million to the budget. I dare you!
Protests against the police budget will continue in the coming weeks. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.